This VASEX podcast with Dr. Chris Landon was produced in the studios of Ventura Adult and Continuing Education as part of the Digital Multimedia and Studio Program. For more information, go to adultedventura.edu.
Welcome back. We've been talking about COPD, but I really wanted you to get a feel for the human side of COPD. With me today is John. I won't mention your last name. So tell me about COPD and the impact on your life.
Well, I was diagnosed about 5 years ago. I'd spent about 20 years in the military, and I didn't smoke prior to coming in, but all my friends certainly did, and it wasn't long before I was smoking about a pack a day for 10 to 12 years. And I was diagnosed with what they thought was asthma, but it was just a chronic history of lung infections and breathing difficulties for several years prior to me getting out. I subsequently went to the VA hospital where they diagnosed me with COPD about 2 years after I retired from the military.
So that's the military's changed, and I remember with the airport traffic controllers, they wanted to encourage smoking. It sharpened your brain, made your heartbeat stronger, and also caused lung cancer, emphysema, heart disease, and osteoporosis. So what's happened with the military and smoking? How's that culture changed?
Well, ever since I can remember, I always aspired to be my leaders and my chiefs and senior enlisted managers. And so if you didn't smoke, you weren't considered a military man. So it wasn't uncommon to smoke in your barracks, in the office. Of course, everybody smoked in the cars, and it was the thing to do when you were out partying or out at the nightclubs. Since I've come in, the military, through all the armed services, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, have implemented very rigid standards of physical fitness and wellness. We have a number of wellness programs now in place, and it's become very competitive in terms of if you want to stay in the military, you have to compete with those soldiers, sailors, and airmen next to you for not only knowledge but physical fitness. You have to compete with physical fitness testing and scores. You have to hit very high targets for push-ups, sit-ups, and your run, and if you have any type of respiratory difficulty, you're definitely at a disadvantage. So the smokers were certainly the first to go, and it's a much leaner fighting military now.
So what happens in your life? How has COPD affected your life in terms of?
Well, I had significant amount of difficulty sleeping. I have to sleep on my side just to get good air. I have been diagnosed with diabetes. I have high blood pressure as a result as well, I suspect. And I have been diagnosed with depression, which has all been advised to me that it's all interrelated. And of course, I'm concerned that my kids might actually inherit this negative and nasty habit as well growing up.
Do you have a primary care doctor? Have you had spirometry? Have they been, how did you go about getting diagnosed?
Well, I came in because I was told I might have a reactive airway or asthma, exercise-induced asthma. And after some incentive spirometry and some testing through the with the registered the RTs, our respiratory therapist, I was subsequently diagnosed. And so I go in regularly for spirometry testing and follow-ups. That keeps me breathing as best I can. I'm not carrying an oxygen tank yet, and I hope I never do, but.
So by stopping smoking?
That was paramount. I did participate in smoking cessation classes. I was given patches. I was given education and counseling. It's been effective. I stopped smoking immediately. I do want to live a long and prosperous life, and I feel that was probably the first step to managing my COPD.
And how about exercise? So with the depression, oftentimes people don't want to leave the house. So how did you incorporate exercise into your daily?
It was difficult. I after I was diagnosed, I thought it was a death sentence because I know several of my friends who were diagnosed and they since passed away as a result of it. I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to leave the house. But I was forced to just walk around the block, literally baby steps. And one walk around the block became two and three and four. And now I'm up to about a mile and a half every day, and I do that about 5 to 6 days a week, and I feel it's very effective, as does my doctor.
Now, what are some other things you do? So when you go to your doctor, does he keep track of your flu vaccine and so forth?
He's recommended that I get it, and I do. I was getting the flu influenza vaccine, which they say will help me manage my COPD. It seems like for the first several years after I was diagnosed, I was getting sick as a result of it. But in the end, at the end of the day, it was proven to be much more effective. And so I listen to my doctor. I listen to everything that he says. I take it as a biblical word, and I don't deviate from that. So he obviously knows how to treat me, and I definitely respect that.
Well, John, thank you so much for coming. I know this has a big economic impact on your life, time missed from work, insurance, co-payments, all those medications, but you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate what you're doing for yourself and for your family as well. So Ventura, we're going to be right back.